Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We are in the house of the Lord. And somebody say amen.
Amen.
And Lord, we know that your thoughts towards us are of good and of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. And today, Lord, glorify yourself in the message of the Lord and bring the light that comes. Because the word says, the entrance of your word brings light. And light is sown for the righteous. And let that light come into our hearts and into our lives and our situations this morning. And let your name be glorified. We give you all praise and all glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to share a very short message with us this morning. The answer of faith. Now that's the title of the message, the answer of faith. So what is the question? You know, there are several questions, but the answer of faith is what we want to look at this morning. Now, the question that we are facing, that this message is going to address this morning, are the challenges of life. Amen? Oh yes, because sometimes you say, why all these things and so forth like that? You know, why, you know, tribulations, why testings, why trials, why ups and downs in life, and so on. You know, so that's, you know, those are the things that we face from day to day, you know, but let us see what the answer of faith is, you know, for these various situations that we may find ourselves in. We're going to start this morning at Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to start at verse 35 of Romans chapter 8. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You can also say, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, so these are the things of life that we face from time to time. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and even the sword. You know, that's war and all these things and so forth. He says, verse 37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. If you think and believe that you are more than a conqueror, say amen.
Amen.
For I am persuaded, now that's the answer of faith. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor even things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me, amen, from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Now Paul, he said, I am persuaded. Now, are you persuaded? You know, what will you answer when you are faced with difficulties and challenges like everybody is every day? You know, what is your answer to the situation? Can you say that you are persuaded that the love of God is stronger than any problem that you are facing? Can you say that? You know, that's what we are talking about this morning. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, Paul again, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can somebody say amen to that?
Yes.
Now, can you say you can do all things when you are faced with challenges, even as we pray for the students and so forth this morning, you know, going back to school? You know, if you are faced with situations and difficulties and you can't seem to, to overcome the problem, can you say within yourself that I know, hallelujah, I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. He said, I know whom I have believed. When your enemy faces you with scorn, and when people tell you that you can't do it, or when situations of life are right there in your face, can you say, I know whom I have believed, and I know God will see me through? Can you say that, or will you complain? Or will you murmur against God? Or can you say, I know that my Redeemer liveth? Hallelujah, somebody. I know whom I have believed. Now let's look at some examples in the Bible of some people that were facing some dire situations. Even situations in the face of death. See, imminent death. And, you know, let's see how they answered, you know, and then we'll see what the Lord, there's something else the Lord wants me to tell you in this message, and then we'll see. I'm going to read a few examples here in the Bible and see how these people dealt with the situations that they were facing. In Daniel chapter 3. This story is a story of three Hebrew boys. And, of course, they were in captivity. And they were faced with the decree of the king Nebuchadnezzar. And in this story, starting at Daniel chapter 3, verse 14, they were faced with making a choice, you know, where Nebuchadnezzar said to them that, look, you know, of course, they were in the province of Babylon at that time. The Jews had been taken captive and so on, you know, and Nebuchadnezzar was king, and these three boys were among the captives that came from Israel, and Nebuchadnezzar that came from among the Jews, and Nebuchadnezzar had given this decree, you know, and said that, you know, when every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and harp and sackbut and psaltery and, you know, all kinds of music, that's in verse 10 of Daniel 3, they shall fall down and worship the golden image which Nebuchadnezzar set up. So he set up this golden image and told everybody, whenever the music goes out, you know, it's a special kind of music, and no matter where you are in the land, when you hear that music, you must bow down and you must worship this image. And then there were these certain Jews, you know, they wouldn't do it. They said, we will only bow down and worship the Lord. Amen? So, well, you know, the king, you know, he gave them a chance, you know, to deny their faith so that they can leave. He said to them, basically, your faith, sir, for your life. Which one will it be? I'm going to give you a chance right now, you know, because they brought them before the king and said, these men will not bow down. And they will not follow the statutes of the king, you know, to bow down and worship the image that you have set up when the music went off. And the king said, is that true? And they said, and he said, well, you know, I'll give you a chance right now. Never mind what those people said, you know, but if right now we play the music, and if you will bow down to the golden image right now, I'll give you your life. You know. So he was basically, your faith, sir, or your life. Which one will it be? Now let's see what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which are the names of these three boys, let's see what they said to the king in verse 16 of Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful, you know, to answer you in this matter. So there is no need for us to go and debate what we are going to say and so forth. We already know exactly what, you know, our stand. If it be so, this is the answer of faith from these three boys. Facing death, you see, under the penalty of death, you bow down to the image or you lose your life. And they said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Can somebody say amen? That was the first thing out of their mouths. You know, this very burning furnace that you have set up, that you're going to throw anybody that doesn't bow down in, we're not going to bow. If that's the case, our God is able to deliver us. So that's the answer of faith right there. No matter what you are facing, you must know, and you've heard me say it so many times, you must know and you must be able to declare within your mind that God is able. That is the first precondition for God to deliver you. And that is a non-negotiable understanding in your heart that you have for the ability of God to deliver you from the situation at hand. Amen? That's non-negotiable. You must know and you must understand and you must be able to declare that God is able. So let's settle that. So this boy said, our God is able, let's settle that right now. But even for whatever reason, best known to him, if he should choose not to deliver us, not because he's not able, we know he's able, but if he should choose not to deliver us, we still will not worship your God, sir. Can somebody say amen? Now that's some faith, sir. That is an answer of faith that says, you know, I don't care, you know, this is the way that we are going to do it. We will worship the Lord our God, and we will not bow down. So they were facing imminent death, you know, under the penalty of death, but they wouldn't do it. You know, and that was their answer of faith. And, you know, Nebuchadnezzar was so furious. And he commanded the burning forest to be heated up 7 times and so forth. And he threw them in there and bound and so on like that. You know, and the rest of the story goes, some of you may know it, and if you don't know it, they were thrown into the fire. And because the heat was so, the furnace was so heated up, even the people that threw them in was, they were engulfed in the flame of the fire. And they were burnt right away. And as soon as they threw these 3 boys into the furnace, you know, the king looked, because they had the shield, you know, where they could look through it. And he was looking and said, what's going on here? We threw these 3 boys in, and they were bound, you know, but we see them walking loose, and we see somebody that even looks like a son of God walking with them. Amen? Well, we don't know how Nebuchadnezzar knew that looked like the son of God, but he saw a figure in there, and Jesus said in Isaiah 43 and verse 2, of course, the little, you know, those boys, they knew it, you know. He said, you know, when thou passest through the fire, I will be with you. Amen?
Yes.
The fire shall not kindle upon you. And when you pass through the floods, you know, I will be there with you. And the floods shall not overwhelm thee. And so this young man, they had that promise. They knew it, that he will be with them in that fire. Whether he delivers them from it or stays with them in it, they said, we will not bow down, but we will serve only the Lord our God. Now that is the answer of faith. When your faith is tested at the penalty of death, you know, can somebody this morning say that I will not bow down and I will not give up my faith no matter if it causes me to lose my job? You know, these people were about to even lose their lives, a lot more than job, you know, but they wouldn't do it. But the Lord, he set them free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. That was the answer of faith in their situation. Now let's see another example here in 2 Kings. Chapter 4, and I'm going to summarize this story here in 2 Kings chapter 4. You know, this is the story in the life of Elisha, one of the prophets of Israel that came after Elijah was gone. You know, and, you know, there was this certain woman, you know, that, you know, Elisha, you know, used to stay over in a place where she prepared for him every time he passed by. You know, so finally one day, you know, Elisha says to his, servant that, you know, this woman that's doing us all this kindness all the time, there must be something that she wants, and she, you know, she hasn't asked for anything. So he calls the woman, and, you know, so Gehazi, his servant, that's Elisha's servant, tells him that, well, the woman, you know, doesn't have a child. So Elisha said, oh, okay, well, maybe that's what she wants, and so forth. So in verse 16 of 2 Kings chapter 4, Elisha says to this woman, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. He said, embrace a son? You know, and he just spoke it like that, you know, by the word of the Lord. And the woman said, well, you know, don't tell me any lies now in the name of the Lord. Don't give me any false hopes. You know, because, you know, so many, you know, situations, you know, I've been having this hope of having this child for a long time. Everybody's told me to believe, you know, so don't give me any false hope. Elijah said, according to the word of the Lord, by this time next year, according to the time of life, 9 months from now, you will embrace a son. Can somebody say amen? Now that's not perhaps you will, that's thus saith the word of the living God. You know, and sure enough, the woman conceived, exactly like Elisha had said. And after a while, this child, he grew up, became a little, you know, little young child and so forth like that, you know. And then, so one day, you know, one day he went out, this child, he went out to the farm with his fathers, you know, where they were, you know, doing farming and so forth. And suddenly he grabs his head. It's like he has this double migraine, you know. And he, you know, his head is pounding. And he said, my head. And so he runs home to the mother and say, you know, and the mother grabs him and just holds, you know, and, you know, the child is just grasping for air, and the next thing she knows, you know, he turns pale, and he turns pale, and she's trying to revive him, and she put him on his knees, and you know, she could do nothing for him, and he called his name, and shook him, and nothing happened. And he just gave up the ghost, right there in her hands, and on her knees. And she said, my goodness, you know, I knew it in my heart, but, you know, here's what I'm going to do, you know. So he said to, she said, you know, called one of the servants of her husband, and said, get me the chariot, you know, and they said, well, what do you need a chariot for? The husband said, you know, it's not even, you know, I mean, where are you going? He said, it shall be well, amen. Hallelujah. They said, well, you know, is something wrong? She didn't even tell, you know, is something wrong? She said, well, never mind, nothing is wrong. Everything's going to be all right. That is the answer of faith. And here's what she said. And she called her husband, you know, in verse 22 of 2 Kings 4, and said, I pray thee, send one of the young men, you know, with the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. So the husband, you know, said, well, wherefore will you go to him today? It is not even the new moon or the Sabbath or whatever. What's going on? And she said, it shall be well. And then she saddled the ass and told the house, you know, the servant, you know, drive and go forward and slack not riding for me or anything. Just keep going, you know. And when she was going, you know, the man of God, he saw her coming afar off, and he said, you know, doesn't that look like that woman that's coming? He said to his servant and so forth. So they went to meet her and said, you know, what's going on? And why, you know, she said, it is well. Amen. Her child was dead. He had turned blue or pale or whatever it was and had given up the ghost. And she's going to this man of God and she's telling everybody it is well. Now that is the answer of faith. Can somebody say amen? And he said, you know, and the man of God finally said, well, you know, what's going on? God hasn't told me. I haven't seen, you know. So when she came, and then, then he found out that, oh my, the child was dead. And the woman said to him, didn't I tell you not to raise my hope up about having a child and so forth? And as soon as she said that, the man of God knew that what had happened. And of course, you know, he sent his servant to go in, you know, ahead of him and lay his rod on the child. And he came back and so forth. And the rest of the story goes, you know, the man of God, by the word of the Lord, was able to bring that child back to life. And why did it happen? Because of the answer of faith in the mouth of the mother in the face of tragedy. Can somebody say amen? The answer that she had to that situation was, it is well, and it shall be well. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, she could have said, well, you know, this and that, I'm broken down and so forth, and else, you know, but she said, it is well, you know, it is well. You know, if I can just get to the man of God, you know, everything's going to be all right. And somebody say amen. Oh, yeah, and she got to the man of God, and she said, she began to speak. The man of God said, all right, you know, and the next thing you know, the child comes back to life. Hallelujah, somebody. Unless you are a mother, you will know how deep that story is for you to lose your child, you know, right there in your arms. And then, you know, when you thought there was no hope, but you trusted in the Lord and to have the child restored back to life. That is wonderful. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the answer of faith. Now, here's another popular story that I love very much, and I've told it many times in this church, one way or another. You know, this is the story of David. And you can listen to the sermon, The Slaying of a Giant. You can listen to that on the website, you know. And I've told this story many times. This is in 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I'm going to read just about 3 verses out of that chapter. You know, this story was when David went up against Goliath. That's all I'm going to say about that this morning, because many of you may know this story, and I've told it many times here at the church, so I'm not going to dwell too much on the story itself, but I want to bring out a viewpoint, the answer of faith. And I'm going to read, first of all, 1 Samuel chapter 17, and I'm going to read verse 37, the first one that I'm going to read. Now, the background to the story, Goliath terrorized everybody for a long time and nobody could take up his challenge. And David, he stepped up, and, you know, because he was just a young boy, and everybody said, you don't have any experience, you can't do this. And he said to the king, I can do it. I can take him out, you know.
And they said, how are you going to do it? You know, so he said, look, I'll tell you what. When I was a shepherd boy, you know, out in the street, he was a shepherd boy, out in the fields and so forth, a lion came up against the sheep, I took him by the beard, and I slew him, I delivered my sheep from him. And the same thing, a bear did that, and I delivered him. And I'm, you know, this uncircumcised Philistine that's coming against the armies of the living God, I'm going to kill him today. Amen? Now that is some answer of faith. Now you had generals, you had captains, you had lieutenants, you had all of these people that were there in the army that were skilled and trained, and they couldn't go up against Goliath. Now here comes a little boy, a little shepherd boy. All he had was a shepherd's staff, and he went back and picked up a few stones from the brook, and he said, you know, the Lord who delivered this, verse 37, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me. That's the answer of faith. He will deliver me. Not the maybe he will deliver me and maybe he won't. No, he will deliver me. Amen? So he goes up against the Goliath, as the story goes. And here is in verse 45 and 46, is all I'm going to read out of that. Verse 45. So David, he said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield. See, now this Philistine, he was clad up. He had the helmet, he had the shield, he had the sword. In fact, you know, I mean, David couldn't hardly even lift up his sword when he finally got rid of him. You know, I mean, his sword was so big, his spear, his armor, everything, you know. And, you know, he looked at David with disdain. You know, but David said, well, you bring all of that, that's all right. But I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord. I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And verse 46. And this day, the Lord will deliver thee into my hand. Can you say that is faith or that is not faith? Oh, yes, sir. That is some faith. Now, that is the answer of faith in the midst of, you know, tremendous challenge. You know. And David, oh, he knew how to do that. You know, he learned that, you know, as a shepherd boy out in the sheep, with the sheep and a lion and the bear and all of that. He had that testimony. And so by the time he went up against Goliath, he was ready. And he said in Psalm 27, and here's how he summarized all of that in Psalm 27. This is David's answer of faith to all of those crises and those situations. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Not Goliath, not the lion, not the bear, not anyone. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Now, some of you might remember the message, the last two messages, frustrating the tokens of the liars, and tabled in the presence of your enemies. You know, David, he knew about that, and he said, you know, even an host, armies, should rise up against me, my heart shall not fear. That is the answer of faith. Though war should be right against me and all these things, indeed, sir, will I be confident. You know, David, he knew how to say that. He trusted in the name of the Lord and he had that confidence. Hallelujah. There was a man also, his name was called Micaiah. Some people call it Micah. It's spelled various ways. But in this chapter, it's spelled Micah. M-I-C-A-H. So, in the book of Micah, chapter 7, and verse 8, this is Micah's answer to challenges of life. And he says, and he turns around and looks his enemy in the face. You know, and if you remember the message, you know, of table in the presence of your enemies, you know, God will give you the last laugh. Can you say amen? So he looks his enemy in the face and says, oh, my enemy, rejoice not against me. Hallelujah. Because when I fall, I shall arise again. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Now that is the answer of faith. You know, some of your enemies may scorn you and so forth like that. You know, maybe because of things that you are going through or whatever, or even the devil. You know, He likes to do that. He'll like to bring that up. He's a double-crossing evil devil. He'll bring that up in your face and try, you know, to rub it in and so forth. And you, what you can tell him is, the Lord will be my laughter. And the Lord will be my salvation. And I will yet rejoice in the Lord my God. Oh yes, sir. So that was Micah's answer of faith in that situation, you know, and he got the victory. And there was one man, I love him dearly, you know, because of his testimony. So glorious for even fitting into the cycles that we see at this time. His name was called Habakkuk. And he had this testimony in Habakkuk chapter 3. And I'm going to read verses 17 through 19. This is his own answer of faith. You know, situation around him, he was bankrupt. If you want to put it that way. Lost his home, lost his job, lost everything that he had. You know, he had nothing going for him, it seemed, but he had the answer of faith. Hallelujah, somebody. And he said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flocks, you know, this is the way that they did business in those days. They were farming and flocks and so forth like that. That's everything they had. It's kind of like the stock market today and your business and everything. You lost it all. You lost your home. You lost this. You lost that and whatever and etc. You know, and that's the situation that this man was in. And listen to his answer of faith. He said, although I'm faced with all that problem, you know, around me and so forth, although everything looks so gloomy, here is my answer of faith. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. Can somebody say hallelujah? Because the devil, he wants to steal your joy. And you know, he brings all of these things against you. He takes advantage of some of the situations against you to steal your joy. But will you face up to him today and say, my answer of faith in this situation is, no matter what, I will rejoice. And I will praise the name of the Lord. Habakkuk said, I don't care whether I've lost it all. I don't care whether the stock market crashes or whatever happens and so forth like that. You know, Blue Thursday, Black Tuesday, whatever it is. Say, I will rejoice in the Lord my God. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, because the Lord God is my strength. And he will make my feet like hinds feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Even though I'm down right now, he's going to lift me up. And somebody say, hallelujah. Now that is the answer of faith. I may be down right now. I may have lost my job. Nothing may seem to be going on. I'm trying. I'm looking for work. It's not happening and so forth. But I will rejoice in the Lord my God. And he's going to make my feet like my feet, somebody. And he's going to give me eagle's wings. And he's going to make me to walk upon my high places. Can somebody say hallelujah? That is the answer of faith. And I tell you what, when you begin to speak like that, the Bible says in Psalm 103 and verse 20, when you begin to speak like that, he said the angels of God are waiting for the voice of God's word from you. The angels of God are exceed in strength. He said they hearken to the voice of his word. And when you begin to repeat God's word like that, the angels of God will begin to move in action on your behalf. Can somebody say amen? Now, the answer of faith is to repeat God's word. Not your circumstances, not your problems or failures or darkness around you as before, but the answer of faith is to repeat the word of God. You will say what God has said. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. So, you know, we've seen all these people, how they've done it and so forth. Let me give you one or two more examples and then I'll say something here. In the book of Acts chapter 27, this is a story of Paul facing shipwreck in Acts chapter 27. Now, of course, you know, before they undertook that journey where he faced shipwreck with a lot of people, you know, he knew by the word of the Lord that journey was going to be hazardous. He knew something was coming. And he warned them in verse 10 of Acts 27. He said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage. You know, not only to the laden and the ship, but also our very lives. He said, so, you know, let's hold on here. Let's not go at this time. You know, because he had the mind of Christ. Amen? Oh yeah, he had the mind of Christ. And, you know, and he knew what was coming. You know, and, you know, he told them, but they wouldn't listen. See? They wouldn't listen. So, well, nevertheless, the centurion and everybody, they didn't listen. So they laid them, they you know, loaded up the ship and said, well, we're going anyway on schedule. You know, now, you know, sometimes you find yourself in a situation that is beyond your control. This was a situation that was beyond Paul's control in the natural. But he is going to have the answer of faith in the spiritual. Can somebody say amen? You know, he didn't want to go into that storm. He knew the storm was coming, but he didn't listen. So he was forced into it. There was nothing he could do about it, but he's ready in his mind with the answer of faith. Hallelujah. And so they go into this storm, and everything happened. And finally, let me read to you. You can read all of chapter 27 from verses 10 through 25. But I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. So, verse 19. And on the third day, we cast out, you know, with our hands, the tackling of the ship. You know, when, you know, they were facing tremendous tempest, they started to throw some things overboard to reduce the weight of the ship and so forth. You know, and when neither sun nor star in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay upon us, I mean, it was a huge storm, you know. I mean, they were in deep difficulties in the middle of the sea. You know, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. That's in verse 20 of Acts 27. All hope. See, because, you know, everything, you know, I mean, the sail, you know, had fallen off the ship. You know, the ship was tossed up and down. Everything was, you know, their lives were in peril. And they started to offload the ship and so forth like that to see what they could save their lives. You know, and Paul, you know, he stood in the midst of the people and said to them in verse 21, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me when, you know, I told you not to do it. You know, you should have listened to me, and so forth. But nevertheless, at this time, I exhort you to be of good cheer, because there shall no loss of life come to any of you, only damage to the ship. Because there stood by me, this night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And then, you know, some of them still continue to say something. And here is what he said, finally, the answer of faith, verse 25. You know, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Amen? That is the answer of faith. In the midst of the tempest, in the midst of the, you know, the certain imminent death that they were facing, Paul said, I believe God. No lives will be lost, but you must stay in the ship. If you cast out, you will certainly die. You must stay in the ship. That's like staying in Jesus. Amen? You've got to stay in the ship. But he said, sirs, I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Now that was his answer of faith. And you can read the rest of the story and you'll find out that actually as it goes on, you know, the ship was damaged, they lost a lot of things, and they eventually ended up on an island, but nobody's life was lost. Hallelujah, somebody! Because of the answer of faith that Paul had. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this has to be one of my favorite verses. And I save it for the last as I begin to close this message. You know, when I'm dealing with this subject of faith in the face of crisis. You know, this has to be one of my favorite verses. And it's in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. And you've heard me say it sometimes before. I've called it the declaration of faith. Today, I want to call it the answer of faith. The answer of faith in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. And I want us to stand to our feet, everyone, with your Bible in your hand. And if you don't have the Bible, look up on the screen in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. And let us give the answer of faith together for whatever situation that you are in this morning. Whatever crisis you are facing, whatever problem, and so forth, let's declare our answer of faith to the situation together as it is in this verse 7 of Isaiah 50 this morning. Let's do it together. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
The Do you know that the Lord God is going to help you? See, in your situation, in your darkest hour, no matter the crisis you are facing, lost your home, lost your job, your family, your relationships, crisis, or whatever, can you say assuredly that I know that the Lord God is going to help me? And because I know that, I know I will not be put to shame. I will not be confounded. In fact, I'm going to set my face. I'm going to put my game face on. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm going to put my war face on. See, I'm going to set my face like a flint. I'm not going to be bothered by any of these things. Hallelujah, somebody. See, and Abraham, he faced that challenge for years. And he went about and changed his name from Abraham to Abraham, the father of nations. And his colleagues and the people around him, they mocked him every day. And he said, father of nations indeed. You don't even have one child. How in the world are you going to be the father of nations? We always knew you were a fool. You know. But Abraham said, I know whom I have believed. Hallelujah, somebody. I know he spoke to me. And every year, for year after year, for 25 years, they mocked him. And Abraham said, he spoke to me. He spoke to me. Hallelujah, somebody. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he had the answer of faith. He said, I know whom I have believed. I know he spoke to me, and his word will be fulfilled. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now that is the answer of faith. Now let's lift our hands this morning, and I want every one of you to say the answer of faith with your own lips unto God. I want you to declare that you believe the word of God, regardless of what you are facing. Hallelujah. It may be a health situation. Doctors may have given you up, or they may have, you know, cervical cancer, breast cancer, leukemia, whatever it is. It doesn't matter to the Lord. I want you to have the answer of faith this morning. I want you to say, I believe God. I want you to say, I know whom I have believed, that he is going to help me. And he is going to make my feet like hinds feet. And he is going to cause my head to be lifted up this morning. Can somebody say hallelujah? Somebody say hallelujah in here this morning. Somebody say, I believe the Lord this morning. I believe the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here's what the Lord wants me to tell you. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you who have felt that your situation is so bleak, there is no hope, just like we read in Acts 27. It said, all hope that we should be saved was already lost. Hear ye the word of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. I am the Lord that redeemeth you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, somebody. I am not only the Lord your Redeemer, I am the Lord your Helper. Can somebody say amen? Amen? And will you lift up your eyes unto me this morning and see that your help will come from me? I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. You say, you will help me? Why, absolutely. See, but you must believe. Hallelujah. Because for the word of God to take effect, it must be mixed with faith in your lives. So if you believe that this morning, if you believe that the Lord is going to help you, guess what I want you to do? And this is the way that I want you to do it. Every day, see, I want you to be persuaded that God is able to deliver you and to help you. Hallelujah, somebody. And when you are persuaded, we want you to confess it every single day. Amen. And say, I know that the Lord is going to help me. When you wake up in the morning, say, I know the Lord is going to help me. I know he's going to make my feet like hinds feet today. I know he's going to lift up my head this morning. Hallelujah, somebody. I know he's going to anoint my head with oil. I know my cup is going to run over. If not today, tomorrow. Amen. And every day, any day is today, saith the Lord. Yes, today. It's every day, today. So, today and tomorrow, it's always today. Amen? Hallelujah. And then you say, today. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord wants me to say, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts this morning. Hallelujah. For the set time, yea, the appointed time, to favor my people is at hand, say the Lord. Can somebody say amen? Amen? Oh yes, this is the year we told you that the Lord is going to make you sit at the table and make your enemies to serve up on the table. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He will prepare a table before you. And all those that have said, aha, aha, they will eat their words. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to close the service. Hallelujah. I'm not going to call the prayer line this morning. We're going to close the service right where you are. There's one more thing that I want you to do right where you are. Lift up your hands and praise the name of the Lord. And if you believe that I spoke the word of the Lord this morning, the Bible says, believe the Lord, your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets or his messengers, and so shall you prosper. If you believe the word of the Lord, if you know I spoke the word of the Lord this morning, raise up your hand and praise the name of the Lord. And say, Lord, I believe it, I know, and I now have the answer of faith. And now we'll answer instead of murmuring against God, instead of questioning God, instead of looking at the thorns, I'm going to see the roses. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Instead of seeing a half empty glass of water, I am going to see a half full glass of water. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Now, unbelief and fear will make you see, if I hold up a glass of water that is empty, I mean that is half full, no, unbelief will make you see it as an half empty glass of water. But faith will make you see it as a half full glass of water. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
Unbelief will make you see that the water is draining. Faith will make you see that the water is rising.
Amen.
Can somebody say hallelujah? Is the water in your cup rising this morning? Is it rising this morning? Can you see some roses? Or can you only see the thorns? I want you this morning to say, Lord, I see the water is rising in my cup. And it's going to rise until my cup will run over. My cup is going to run over. And the Lord is going to help me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the word will sustain itself in your life. If you believe the word, it will watch over itself. The Lord will send the mighty angels to go into action as you declare God's word every morning for yourself. As you declare the goodness of the Lord for yourself, that the Lord will help you, he will certainly help you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Give the Lord a big hand clap here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen.